I'm Daniel Trucillos with KSRO, and I'm with Blue Jean movie critic Chris Bellini talking about the latest movie from Tom Hanks and Robin Wright starring in Here. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I guess the question is, this one for me kind of snuck under the radar. Did you hear anything about this film?
No, not really. It kind of seems like it's has a bit of a small presence.
Well, that's the funny thing about it, because you already said Tom Hanks, you said Robin Wright. The whole thing about this movie is they're reuniting with Robert Zemeckis for the first time since Forrest Gump. And I got to mention Eric Roth, who wrote Forrest Gump, also Killers of the Flower Moon, Dune. He's back online as well. So the filmmaking heritage of this film is intriguing by itself. I'm thinking, why aren't they screaming about this one? But it was interesting. I just was kind of found out about it on the side. Have you heard anything else about it?
I have not really heard anything else about it, no.
Okay, so here's the thing. The film mostly follows the story of Richard and Margaret Young, played by Hanks and Wright. But the film really chronicles the lives of, like, many people over generations and sort of their stories of love and loss, you know, success, failure, basically stories of life. To give you a little bit of a quick idea of what's going on, here's a little thing from the trailer where Margaret first comes into the Young family home for that first time.
Hey, Dad. Like you to meet Margaret.
Nice to meet you, Margaret.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Young.
You could spend the rest of the night here.
I could spend the rest of my life here.
Quick, kind of disjointed, but I didn't have much to pull from. But you kind of get a sense of the meaning of home, the importance of home, that clip?
Yes, definitely, and kind of a connection between the two characters.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is one of those movies that's very interesting to talk about, because the things that kind of really make it intriguing are also the things that kind of take away from it. Now, you've already kind of mentioned, you kind of looked online to see what the reviews for this movie are.
Yeah, it has not been really reviewing well, and it seems to be based on some sort of graphic novel.
It was based on a graphic novel. I don't think that's necessarily the reason why it's not doing great. But like I said, there's some great things, some bad things. So let's talk about the positive things, right? The film is shot in a unique style, and that style is being one shot. Now, you may think Birdman or 1917, where there's one shot that follows characters on their journey or through their day. Not exactly the same here. This story unfolds from one static shot of a living room. The camera is in one place, really only moves once, I think, sits in the same spot. So characters have to weave in and out of the space. The story weaves in and out of that space in different time periods. Interesting, experimental. I thought it worked. I kind of appreciated it. And then, of course, when you deal with something like that and you're going over all these different periods, the editing of the film was also refreshing and different. So, you know, kind of keeping things on the edge there, cutting edge of technology. Zemeckis always does that. Now, you say Hanks, you say Wright, Paul Bethany's in it as well. They deliver touching emotional performances, and I think, in my opinion, that's the main draw of this film. So let's talk about the flip side. How about that? Having said all that, I mean, let me just ask you, I tell you about a static shot. What's going through your mind? What are you thinking about this film?
Well, when I hear static shock, I kind of think of a play for some reason.
That's a great thing, because to me, I felt like I was watching a play. And the only way I could get closer to these characters is when they walk closer to the audience, right? So this is a movie where the emotions build up, but you stay in one place, I'm always feeling like they're keeping the audience at arm's length. So that emotional punch could have been so much stronger. So that kind of diluted it in a way. Not to mention, we're talking about different time periods and storylines. Some were like footnotes. Other had a bigger presence in the film. Of course, the young family being the big part. But jumping around all the time, flashback, flash forward, one story to the next, took me out of the moment. I was getting distracted. And this is one of those emotional things where you feel like you should be locked in. So when you're kind of going off course, I'm like, why? So having said all that, you know, you got a great filmmaking team, acting team. I'm the middle of the road on this one, right? The acting's great, but that experimental nature really kept this one from standing out, at least for me. So if you twisted my arm, I'd say, you know what, matinee price at best.
Could it have worked if it had done maybe a bit more reshoots or readjusting or presented in a different, slightly different way?
Well, to me, I would have thought, like, and like I said, you see Forrest Gump, right? Different time periods, meeting different people. But the camera can get in close. The camera can kind of move around some, accentuate the emotions. When you're in one place and you're kind of just watching, they're in the back now, or they're walking forward. I think if they would have done it more conventionally, I think they could have really hit those beats If they did it maybe a little more linearly, they could have, you know, but it just seemed kind of all over the place. So that was a disappointing part. And I think maybe that's why people are like, what? They see the promise, but they don't see, you know, they were like, why did it go this way?
That is Chris Bellini's review of Here, a movie that is now out in theaters starring Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. Thank you very much, Chris.
You betcha.